Freedom of Information, or FOI, is key to holding government and agencies to account, helping to expose and prevent corruption and abuses of power. Freedom of Information requests have helped uncover some of Australia's most notorious recent scandals, including robo-debt. But legal experts say reform of Australia's FOI system is long overdue, with the law scarcely changing since it was first passed in 1982. Now, the federal government has introduced a bill to change how freedom of information works, and rather than improving things, lawyers and transparency advocates are concerned it could make the FOI system even worse. With us to explain why is Principal Solicitor from the Justice and Equity Centre, Jonathan Hall-Spence. Morning, Jonathan. How are you?
Hi, Danny. I'm well. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. Why is freedom of information so important?
Well, as you've touched on in your intro, Danny, freedom of information is hugely important to help us as the public in Australia understand why government makes the decisions it does, the information it relies on, and really, if government is making decisions for the wrong reasons, FOI is one way we can find out about that and hold them to account.
What's in this new government bill?
Well, unfortunately, a few things that we'd rather not have seen in the bill. So we really welcome the government's interest in reforming the freedom of information system, but this bill really misses the mark. It expands certain exemptions that exist in the Act for withholding information, and notably, it introduces application fees so that there's a cost involved when someone wants to access information. So overall, this bill is looking to make government information less accessible, and that's really not what we want to see from the FOI system.
And on behalf of the Justice and Equity Centre, you have asked for reforms. Isn't the government delivering that?
No. Again, this bill really misses the mark. So the problems with the FOI system are multi-years delays, excessive use of exemptions, poor agency attitudes when it comes to granting freedom of information requests, and an overall culture of secrecy, and this bill does nothing to respond to those challenges.
All right, you talk about exemptions there. A controversial part of this bill apparently has been new exemptions for businesses working for the government. But don't they have the right to protect their information?
They do. It's interesting to note there's already exemptions in the Act that seek to protect those kinds of interests, private interests. So there's exemptions for trade secrets and there's exemptions for business information. And we say that means that those kinds of legitimate interests are already sufficiently protected. We don't need to go further.
Jonathan Hall-Spence from the Justice and Equity Centre, using my powers of perception, I've worked out you don't support the bill. What is it that you would like to see instead?
No, we don't support the bill, Danny. We'd really like to see the government go back to the drawing board and undertake a more comprehensive review of the FOI system holistically. As you've noted, it's more than 40 years since this Act was first passed. We really need to consider whether that Act, particularly its exemptions, remain appropriate and consistent with modern community expectations around government transparency. And really, we need to be doing a comprehensive review so that we can future-proof this regime against AI and other emerging technologies that really weren't even considered in 1982 when the Act came into effect.
I was considering AI in 1982, but I've always been ahead of the curve. Jonathan Hall-Spence, Principal Solicitor from the Justice and Equity Centre, I really appreciate your time here today. Thank you so much for taking the time every fortnight to join us here on 2SEO.
Thanks, Danny. Always a pleasure.
And of course, if you want to find out more about the wonderful work being undertaken by the Justice and Equity Centre, jec.org.au is the website to go to.